This TED Talk features writer and social worker Shamim Akhtar, recorded live at TED Women 2017. If you like TED Talks Daily, check out our new podcast, Work Life with Adam Grant. Adam takes you inside different kinds of workplaces to explore ideas we can all use to make work better. Stick around for the trailer after this talk and find it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Support for TED Talks Daily and the following message comes from Brightline Initiative, a non-commercial coalition dedicated to helping organizations bridge the gap between strategy design and delivery. Learn more at brightline.org.
A room full of boys, a girl child, hardly 9 or 10 years old, she is sitting in the center of room, surrounded by books. She is the only girl among boys and is barely missing her female cousins and friends who are inside the homes instead of this school because they are not allowed to get education alongside boys. There isn't a single functional girls' school in her village. She is born in a Baloch conservative tribe where women and girls are matter of honor. She is eldest in her family, and when she is about to be born, her parents wanted a baby boy. But their bad luck, a baby girl arrived. It was customary in her family to keep girls inside the homes. But her uncle, who is university graduated, he wanted to give her an opportunity to see the world, to be part of the society. Luckily, she has a name that could be used for both men and women. So he saw a chance to change her course of life. So he decided to raise her as a boy. At 3 months old, she went from a being baby girl to baby boy. She's given boys get up. She's allowed to go outside, get education alongside boys. She's free. She's confident. She observes, she notes small everyday injustices faced by women and girls in her village. When newspaper arrives at home, she watches as it passes from eldest men to youngest men. By the time when women got hold of the paper, it is old news. She completes her 8th grade year. Now fear starts to come in. This will be end of her education, because only option high school for further study is 5 kilometers away. Boys have bicycles, they are free. But she knows her father will not allow her to travel on her own, even she were posing as a boy. I can't let you to do that. And I don't have a time to walk you there and back. Sorry, it is impossible. She gets very upset. But a miracle happened. A long-distance relative offers to teach her 9th and 10th curricula during summer vacations. This is how she completed her matriculation. The girl whom I am talking about to you is me, Shamim, who is talking before you now. From centuries, people have been fighting for their identity. People have been loved, privileged because of their identity, their nationality, their ethnicity. Again, people have been hated, denied because of their nationality, their identity, their race, their gender, their religion. Identity determines your position in the society wherever you live. So if you ask me, I would say I hate this question of identity, Millions of girls in this world are being denied their basic rights because of being female. I would have faced same if I hadn't been raised as a boy. I am determined to continue my study to learn to be free. After the schooling, even enrolling in college was not easy for me. I went on 3-day hunger strike. Then I got the permission for college. In that way, I completed my college. 2 years later, when time comes for me to go to university, my father turned his attention to my younger brothers. They need to be in school, secure the jobs, and support the family. And as a woman, my place was to be home. But I don't give up. I sign up for a 2 years program to become a lady health visitor. Then I hear about Thardeep Rural Development Program, a non-profit organization working to empower rural communities. I sneak away. I travel 5 hours to interview for a position. It is first time I am farthest from my home I have ever been. I am closest to my freedom I have ever been. Luckily, I got the job, but hardest part is to facing my father. Relatives are already scaring him about his daughter wandering off, teasing him with talk of a daughter crossing the border. When I return to home, I want nothing to more than just accept the position in Thardeep. So that night, I packed my all things in a bag and I walked into my father's room and said to him, tomorrow morning bus is going to come in. If you believe in me, you would wake me up and take me off at the bus station. If you don't, I'll understand. Then I go to sleep. Next morning, my father was standing beside me to take me off at the bus stop. That day I understand the importance of words. I understand how words affect our hearts, how words play an important role in our lives. I understand words are more powerful than fighting. At TRDP, I saw there was a Pakistan which I didn't know, a country much more complex than I had realized. Till yet, I thought I had a difficult life. But here I saw what women in other parts of Pakistan were experiencing. It really opened my eyes. Some women had 11 children, but nothing to feed them. For getting water, they would walk 3 hours every day to wells. Nearest hospital was at least 32 kilometers away. So if a woman is in labor, she travels by camel to get hospital. Distance is great. She may die on her way. So now this became more than just a job for me. I discovered my power. Now, as I was getting salary, so I started sending back money to my home. Relatives and neighbors were noticing this. Now they started to understand the importance of education. By the time some other parents started sending their daughters to school, slowly it became easier and acceptable for young women to be in college. Today, there isn't a single girl out of school in my village. Girls are doing jobs in health site, even in police. Life was good. But somewhere in my heart, I realized that in my region beyond my village needs further chance. This is also time when I joined Acumen Fellowship. Here I meet leaders like me across the country, and I saw they had taken risks in their lives. I started to understand what leadership really means. So I decided to go back my region and take a position as a teacher in a remote school. A school where I have to reach by bus 2 hours traveling in every morning and evening. Though it was hard, but on my first day, I knew I took right decision. When first day I walked into school, I saw all these little Shamims staring back at me with dreams in their eyes, same dream of freedom which I had in my childhood. So girls are eager to learn, but the school is understaffed. Girls sit hopeful, learn nothing, and they leave. I can't bear to see this happening. There was no turning back. I found my purpose. I enlisted a few of my friends to help me to teach. I am introducing my girls with Outside the World by extracurricular activities and books. I share with them the profiles of world's best leaders like Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela. Last year, few of our students went to college. For me, I never stopped studying. Today, I am working to complete my PhD in education, which will allow me to gain a management position in a school system, and I will be able to take more decisions and play a pivotal role in this system. I believe without educating the girls, we may not make this world peace. We may not reduce child marriage. We may not reduce infant mortality rate. We may not reduce maternal mortality rate. For this, we have to continuously and collectively work together. At least I am playing my role, though destination is not close. Road is not easy, but I have dreams in my eyes, and I am not going to look back now. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.